off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You got your pilot's license.
Congratulations. I did. You want to go out and fly around with me?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
Yes.
Cheese curds and a spotted cow. Half a million in the crowd. I met a band of pirates. They said, welcome to summer camp for pilots. Cessna. Rock your wings. V-tail Bonanza. Rock your wings. Mooney. Rock your wings. Rock your wings.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom, who we haven't talked to at least for a couple weeks. Last time we spoke, he was down for the count, waiting to get a clean bill of health. Not really by force, but just you had an ankle issue, right? So you haven't been flying. I mean, legally you could have flown if you felt like it. You weren't grounded legally, were you, I think? Or how's that work?
Not legally, but just using a little bit of common sense. But
right.
I mean, on my RV9 and most of your airplanes, when you go to activate your rudder, your brakes are attached to your rudder. Well, you have to step on the top part of your rudder to activate your brakes. Well, my right ankle, which I just had replaced, was kind of frozen in place. I'm getting more move. I almost have full movement out of it right now, but I want to be on a safe, conservative side, so I just kind of didn't fly. You know,
you're self-grounded, right?
Yeah. So
here's the thing. If you would have gotten in the airplane and then did something and something happens, then you would have been in trouble with the FAA because you should have self-grounded yourself and known you weren't safe to fly, kind of thing. That's how it works, right, Dennis? Help me out as an flight instructor.
No, that's exactly it. I mean, you, even though you have a medical and it hasn't been pulled or whatever, if you don't feel up to it, or you don't, you know, this, you know, of some sort of condition that would disqualify you from flying, you're not allowed to fly. You need to self-certify every time you go out.
Gotcha. Yeah. So he's just being prudent. But how are you feeling now? I mean, what do you think? What's the plan?
Like, I'm coming up on 50 years of aviating, and I've never had an accident or an incident or ever had to talk to the FAA because of anything. So I'm just about good. Plus, I'm going to start my conditional/annual on my RV9 here. Probably this week, my mechanics, I think he's freed up enough. And so since I'm going to pull my main landing gear off anyway and re-grease my bearings, I think I'm going to put new brake pads on. They don't need it yet. I could probably get through this whole year, but since they're going to be off and I'm going to redo the bearings and check the tires and everything, I think I'm going to put some new brake pads on. So
that's weird. You know, you got a new ankle and now it sounds like you're getting a new ankle for your aircraft.
Exactly. I want to start off fresh, a new condition, you know, with a new inspection on the airplane, everything good, go through the whole airplane, put some new brakes in, I got some new tires, and just start off fresh.
So you have a punch list already, it sounds like, going into this annual. Do you expect any other surprises, or you think you're going to know pretty well what you need to do, and there's not going to be, well, while we're in there, let's do this kind of stuff?
Now, the other thing is, my wife is getting a little claustrophobic about being in the RV9. She goes, man, I'd sure like to have, you know, I feel more comfortable in a bigger airplane.
Ah.
And then and it's funny that she said that. As she said that, we're leaving the airport the other day, and an RV-10 comes taxiing by and goes tying down. A guy from Pensacola or Panama City, he taxied in there, and she goes, oh, it looks just like a Cirrus. And I said, just like a Cirrus, and one-fifth the price just about, or one-third the price anyway.
Right.
So I might start thinking about looking for an RV-10, just maybe.
Okay, so that's one better, because you have an RV-9, that's how it works, or no?
Yep. Well, it's a four-seater. Like, matter of fact, you guys were talking on one of your last episodes about experimental airplanes as opposed to
conventional models, airplanes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, like Dennis said, something like one-third the price or something like that. Well, if you compare like an RV-10 fully loaded with a full IFR package and everything, it's about one-third to one-fourth the price of a new Cirrus SR-22, Generation 7. I mean, they're about $1.2 million. You could pick up an RV-10 with all the latest and greatest avionics in there, probably for around $400. So it's less than...
Well, so your RV9 is a two-seater?
Yeah, it's two-seater.
Okay. All right. So you're having a little extra space, more cargo capacity. I mean, I know you're comparing it to a Cirrus, but what if you're comparing it to like a, I don't know, a Cessna 206 or something like a new, I just saw a video on a new one of those, but it was like, that was about a mil too. It wasn't much cheaper, but do those carry the same amount or a little bit more than what an RV-10 would carry or what?
No, an RV-10 is very comfortable to an SR-22 Cirrus. They even look the same. The only thing is the RV-10 does not have a parachute in it, but wait for cargo carrying, a fuel.
Where would the 206 fit in there then? That's just a slower, maybe more carry capacity. Possibly because it's more of a hauler type of aircraft, Dennis.
Yeah,
what do you think?
You could probably carry an extra 400 or 500 more pounds, but it's a certified airplane. It's a bigger airplane, and you're talking 15 to 17 gallons an hour of fuel as opposed to 9 or 10 gallons an hour of fuel too.
Okay, and I mean the RV-10 would go faster too. I would assume, or no?
Yeah, RV-10 cruises about same as the Cirrus. It's about 170 knot airplane.
Okay, that's pretty good. But it's a two seater. So is it bigger than Dennis's 201? That's the big question.
No, the RV-10 is a four seater.
Right. No, the RV-9 is that bigger?
It's a two seater. Yeah.
Right.
And it goes. What does it top out speed wise? About
my RV-9, I cruise about a. About 150, 155 knots.
Okay, that's pretty good. I mean, that's a little faster than your Mooney, isn't it, Dennis?
Same speed as the Mooney.
Okay, but bigger.
But with half the seats.
Yeah, half the seats.
But bigger.
No.
No, it doesn't have more seat room than the Mooney?
No.
Really? Oh, well, I was thinking, bigger. I'm trying to hook up a deal here if you didn't pick up what I was laying down there, Dennis. You know that, right?
No.
Okay.
The RV-10 has some definite advantages. It does burn more fuel, though. Generally, there's a six-cylinder engine instead of a four-cylinder, but it's experimental, which gives you a lot more flexibility on maintenance. You know, you can literally do all of your own maintenance except for your condition inspection or the annual for the experimental.
Right.
So, and then for the annual, you only need to have an A&P sign it off, so you don't need to find an inspection-authorized mechanic to be able to do that.
I don't think I'm trying to sell you. I think you're selling yourself, Dennis.
Oh, I know. I mean, honestly, I see it every day here in the air park. You know, there's a lot of RVs in here, and I love the fact that if they want to change something in their avionics, they can. And it's usually a lot less expensive than going the certified route. Mm-hmm. There's so many more choices available. And if you wanted to, you could make your own thing if you wanted. You know, if you were suitably smart with the IT, you could actually create, you know, some sort of an app on an iPad and use that in your cockpit, and it's perfectly legal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point behind experimental aviation. Try things.
This is right down your alley. I think this is the plan. So what Tom needs to do, he needs to upgrade to an RV-10 and try to set up a buy one, get one type of deal that Dennis and I could benefit from, right?
There's another one out there, though, that's also very intriguing.
Okay, well, save that thought. Yeah. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.